Greetings, everybody. This is Pastor Buddy. Welcome in here tonight with us to the Sharpie's Call. We're glad to have you aboard. We got a great festival going on right here in Murphy, North Carolina. We got the saints gathered around again tonight. It's testimony night. I just enjoy hearing all the faith, the saints that lift my faith and spirits tonight. We're feeling good, and we got a lot of joy. We've had a great meeting today and service, and we're just all pumped up, and we love you so much, and we want to send you greetings in the name of Yahweh for the remission of sins, and that's the only name given under heaven whereby we can be saved. From Bryson City, North Carolina, we've got Brother Odell here tonight. He's the Minister of Defense here in this area, and long we've appreciated him. We've had many festivals here in North Carolina with him and Virginia sponsoring them. Brother Odell, step right up here to the microphone and give us your testimony here tonight in the name of Yahweh.
Hallelujah, Brother Buddy. We're here and having a good time, and I'm sitting around looking at my brothers and sisters, and everybody's got a smile, and I hope wherever you are that you have enough knowledge of the Creator that you could be happy in your soul and in your spirit. And I'd just like to say that we have been praising Yahweh, and the devil's mad. We're glad.
Amen.
And we've had a lot of experiences. When we get together and we are all in one mind and one accord, we've heard the demons running away from us in the area where we was at.
Amen.
And I know you find that hard to believe, but if you would show up and experience this and see what Yahweh's doing and the awakening that people are getting, it's amazing, and I'm just happy to be part of it. And if you're out there and you're Jacob Israel and you know who you are, and if you didn't know, we could tell you after you was around us a while.
Amen.
We would make you feel so many kind of ways you'd have to like one of them. And I just like to say it's a pleasure to be here. It's a greatest honor in my life to know the Creator, and His name is Yahweh, always has been, and it always will be.
Amen, brother.
So, with having said that, I want to let Brother Buddy have it back. We wish you were here, and if you can't get here, we understand that. If you believe on that name, get baptized, and your life will change. You'll be a much wonderful person. And I just want to say, praise Yahweh. I love him with all my heart. And here's Brother Buddy.
Praise Yahweh.
Thank you, Brother Odell, from Bryson City. And now his beautiful wife, Miss Virginia. We all love her very much, and they're wonderful saints, and very strong and very convicted. Miss Virginia, bring your testimony to the microphone and praise Yahweh.
Praise Yahweh. It's an honor to be here, and we wish that all of Israel could hear.
Amen.
And feel it in their heart. Yahweh, there is no other peace except knowing who you are and who He is and our Father Yahweh.
Amen.
We're having a wonderful feast, and we're praising Him, and we praise Him every day of our life.
Amen.
And it's just wonderful. It's unspeakable. It's just a joy and a pleasure in your soul to
Amen.
Know the truth. And everybody that is an Israelite should listen to this and tune in to Pastor Buddy and take it to heart and call him.
Praise God.
And we love all of Israel out there, and we pray for all of you that you do hearken to Yahweh's voice.
Amen.
Thank you, Miss Virginia. Miss Virginia does a lot of work for us here at the festival. She's in charge of the activities and sponsoring the group here in Andrews, Bryson City, Murphy area. And we invite you to come on down if you're in the area and worship with us in the name of Yahweh. All right, Brother Michael, get up here and testify for Yahweh. Praise Yahweh. Brother Mike from the great state of Indiana.
I praise Yahweh. Well, Yahweh said in the last days, the times of Gentiles shall be fulfilled.
He said in 2 days he will revive Jacob Israel. What a year 2000 became when we was revived and the truths of the true new moons and Sabbaths was revealed unto us. We're taking back this country. We're taking back this world.
Amen.
Devil, get out of here.
Amen.
So anyone out there knows you're Jacob Israel, come on back to the fold. Come on back to your father. We don't have a God. We have a father.
Amen.
Come on back. This is the day of salvation. You hear his voice calling your spirit. Answer through the spirit and follow it.
Amen.
Do not follow no man, but follow the father of Jacob Israel.
Praise
Yahweh.
Very good. Thank you, Michael. And ladies and gentlemen, tonight we've just had a wonderful day of activities, great teaching, and great singing and praising and rejoicing, and we've been feasting. That's what the feast is all about. It's a family affair, ladies and gentlemen. It's a family thing. And, you know, three times a year, the house of Israel was commanded to gather together and to not come empty-handed, but to bring your knowledge and bring your faith and bring your tithes and bring your offerings and all of your fruits and things that you've gathered in the ingathering time. And so that's what we're doing here in the beautiful hills. I just wish that we could send you a picture, postcard, of how beautiful it is up here on top of this mountain here in Murphy, North Carolina. We're just looking out over these wonderful hills, and it reminds us of Scotland and Ireland, where our ancestors came from. And no wonder that so many Irish, Scottish, and Germanic Israelites came in here to this country because it reminded them of home. Well, ladies and gentlemen, it's so wonderful to have a testimony and a people coming in here tonight to give their witness. You know, the Bible says that we are his witnesses, that he's the king. And tonight, what greater honor to honor the greatest name in the universe. And I think we overlook the honor that's due our Creator. We were taking communion today, and we were gathering around in the sacred circle, and we were talking about the purpose and the intent of our heart, which is to serve Yahweh with all of our heart, our soul, our mind, and our strength, and to remember him. You know, he was brutally attacked by the world. The world didn't love him, and he suffered at the hands of the enemy when they conspired to kill him. And they nailed him to a torture stake. And they evil entreated him. They opened up his back with a cat of nine tails. And every time we think about that, we hang our head in shame and humility. We studied today in the fifth chapter of the book of Judges about the situation that Israel and the conditions they got into, which they become very lukewarm. And they drifted off, and they began to love the heathen and the world and the things that was around. And then the father turned them over to their enemy and punished them for 20 years. And we know in Babylon they were punished for 70 years. And we read yesterday out the text of the book of Ezra in chapter 9, and in the book of Nehemiah in chapter 13. I would suggest, if you're an Israelite tonight, that you turn over to the book of Ezra and in the 9th chapter and read the pagan worship that the Israelites turned to. And it's no different today. They're in paganism. They're in churches sponsoring a three-god theology. And ladies and gentlemen, Israel has never had a god. As Michael said, they've got a father. And it's wonderful, praise Yahweh, and it's joy unspeakable, and it's always full of glory to gather around with the saints here in North Carolina. Now, we're going to remind you that starting next May, Yahweh willing, and he tarries, and he don't come, we will again be in a fellowship in Tennessee. We're going to move right across the mountain, about 50 miles, right through these beautiful mountains, right at the foot.
foot of the Smokies, and we're going to be on the Tennessee side near Benton, Tennessee. We have a permanent feast out there, and we're gathering, and we're doing the things necessary to make it a permanent place. And if you'd like to make plans, next May, we'll be there on the full moon. We'll be meeting next May on the full moon, and we'll begin our Passover season. Joining me tonight is my sidekick in Tennessee, and that's Brother Wally. Brother Wally, bring your testimony to the microphone tonight to the folks and greet them in the name of Yahweh.
Well, good evening, everyone. Yes, I live in East Tennessee, a very proud Tennessean. Very proud of Pastor Buddy. You know, years ago I remember reading the name Yahweh once or twice in the King James Bible, but never heard anybody talk about it until about whenever I first met Pastor Buddy. He started talking about Yahweh on the radio, and he's been on the air now for years. I don't know how many years, ever since before I knew him. And you know, now you hear it everywhere. So, Pastor Buddy, I hand it to you for instigating this movement with a true name. And it's really spreading far and wide now, and I've got great hopes for it. And I've got my wife over here, Louise, tonight, and she's usually vaccinated with a phonograph needle, but for some reason, every once in a while, she has a slight malfunction when you put a microphone in front of her mouth. Do you love Yahweh, Louise?
Yes. Praise Yahweh.
What do you think of Pastor Buddy's teachings?
He's wonderful.
All right. I'm having trouble even getting that out of her, guys.
Yes. Hello, everyone. I'm glad to be here, and I'm thankful for all my brothers and sisters and the family.
Got a little bit out of her. Praise Yahweh. Well, I'm usually a man of few words myself, so I'm just about done. But I'm very proud to be here in Murphy, North Carolina, and be around some of my dearest friends. These are really and truly the only family I have. I've disowned, I guess, just about most of my family. It's a long story. We won't get into that, because I've probably endured more aggravation and fussing and fighting in my lifetime to do three lifetimes. And I'm done with it. I enjoy life. I'm very proud to live in the area that I did. I think I was led there years ago. And I really mean that from the bottom of my heart. I praise the most holy name in the universe, as well as the most powerful name in the universe. That's the name of Yahweh. Pastor Buddy, I command you, hand it back to you.
Thank you, Brother Wally, and joining us also from Strawberry Plains, Tennessee, is Miss Arlene. She's a world traveler. She's traveled around the world and visited a lot of places, and Miss Arlene is a registered pharmacist, and we're so thankful to have her in our midst tonight. She gave a beautiful testimony night before last, and that's why that I recommended all the saints to come back around the microphone. And you know, the Bible said, in the mouth of two or three witnesses, let every word be established. And tonight we've got several witnesses here waiting to be introduced and to give you and leave to you a testimony. These people have come from all over the country and around the country, and at a great sacrifice. And you know, at the time when the economy is so bad, people so scared, maybe the dollar is fixing to crash, and you don't you know whether or not the sun comes up in the morning, whether we live or whether we die, we love Yahweh. And He's Yahweh yesterday, He's Yahweh today, and Miss Arlene, He's Yahweh forever.
I believe that is true. That He is Yahweh today, yesterday, today, and forever. And that's one thing I'm thankful for. I first heard the name of Yahweh in the 1950s. I didn't think much about it at the time, because I was going to a Methodist church. attended the Protestant denominations. So, anyway, I started going to a church that was preaching different. It was about 1970. And there was a Buddy Tucker that was teaching at this church, and he was studying the Bible, and he brought out some things that we never knew before and never thought of from the Bible. And then now we have another Buddy, Buddy Johnson, that's bringing out more things that Buddy Tucker hadn't gotten around to yet. You know, he probably would understand them, but he hasn't gotten around to them. Anyway, I'm thankful to know the name of Yahweh, and I'm thankful that I have known it as long as I have. And I just hope that I have, hope and pray, that I have the courage to stand up for the name of Yahweh whenever it's necessary, and especially in the last days, when we'll have a lot of adversity. Thank you.
Thank you, Miss Arlene, and joining us from Up in the Thumb, Brother Fred, I believe that's where you're from, Up in the Thumb, and we're glad to have you aboard here tonight in the great state of Michigan, and Brother Fred.
Praise Yahweh. All you brothers and sisters out there, Yahweh is a strong tower.
Amen.
Once you get into Yahweh, you have no fear. If you believe with your heart, He will deliver you. I just am here. I come a long ways to be at this festival with all my brothers and sisters. I love every one of them. They're all true heart patrons of Yahweh. They believe that He is the strongest tower there ever is and never will be. I just hope that to see some of you be able to come and enjoy this with us. Praise Yahweh.
Praise Yahweh, Brother Freddie.
All right, his beautiful wife, Miss Linda. Miss Linda, get over here. She's our photographer, and she takes all the pictures, her and Brother Bob. And they post them on the Internet periodically, and if you'd like to see these old ugly mugs that we've got coming up here to the microphone, especially these men folks, the women don't look awful good to me tonight, but you can see some of the pictures of the festivals down through the years that we've had around the country. And, you know, one thing about it, Yahweh is being praised, and Yahweh's being honored. In the last days, His name will be known throughout the whole earth. You know, the other names have been taught for hundreds of years. Now, in the last days, the revelation of the true and the magnificent and the mighty name of Yahweh is coming to pass. Sister Linda, leave your testimony here, sis.
Thank you, Brother Buddy. Becoming a part of this group and knowing Yahweh has been the greatest thing that has ever happened to me in my whole life. The day I came down and was baptized by Pastor Buddy and my brother, Randy, which that could have been dangerous having your brother baptize you, but it was the greatest feeling, and I just can never get over it. I have the pictures of it sitting on my desk. I look at them every day and just try to relive it, because the feeling I felt that day was just wonderful. And every day I try to get closer to Him, do the things that He wants us to do, to live the way He wants us to live. And coming down to these festivals with all these brothers and sisters is just a joy. It's just such a blessing. And I wish everyone could know His name and know these loved ones. And I love Pastor Buddy so much. He's been such a wonderful teacher, and he's so patient. And I don't know what we would ever have done without him. But praise Yahweh, and I just hope you all give this a lot of thought.
Amen.
Thank you, Miss Linda. All right. Again, the Michigan people are well represented here tonight. Brother J.W., come up here and leave your testimony. Praise Yahweh. And tell the folks how you got into the name, if you'd like to.
Well, I was raised Assembly of God, Pentecostal, all my life. Since I was a baby, I guess. And I remember being, in essence, drugged to church. My dad, my ancestry is Italian. My mom wouldn't have anything to do with it. And we'd arrive at church 5-6 minutes late, sit in the very back. But we made it there, and I'm thankful for it. And then I began hearing the truth, the actual name, and things began making sense in a revolutionary way, different from anything I had ever been taught in the secular church. And I discovered when you ask your minister different questions, they know the truth. I've been experiencing very recently, I've been asking different people, when you go to church this Sunday or Saturday, ask your minister why, you know, why you're there on that particular day. And instead of asking, what they do is have an answer for you. Well, that's the seventh day, or that's the first day, or it doesn't matter, and so on and so on. But I don't think that's the way you read it in Scripture, or that you find it in Scripture. And likewise, the name. The name will be revealed to His people. That's a specific, particular people. It doesn't say the world. His name will be revealed to His people in the latter days. You can find online, if you'll Google it or at least research it, the Roman Catholic Church has recently convened a council of bishops and decided to banish the use of the name Yahweh. So they know it, but they banned it. They're removing it from their hymns and so forth and so forth. And that says a lot. That's prophecy in the making. I found out about the name probably 15, 16 years ago and had arguments with my wife. We had arguments about it, and then we found out about Linda and Fred in northern Michigan. And then her brother, Randy, and he was coming to Passover, I think 2 years ago. We followed him down here. And wife and I were baptized. I thought I was baptized years ago. And we were baptized in His name. You always hear all different songs and verses and so forth. Be baptized in my name, to those who call upon my name, and so on and so on. But you never hear the actual name.
Amen.
You know, do this in my name. What is His name? And you need to research that. If you'll Google the name Yahweh, Y-E-H-W-E-H, you'll bring up page after page after page. If you look in your Strong's Concordance, number 2424, I believe it is, the name Jesus didn't exist. It's not even 500 years old. And it's certainly not a name above every other name. It's very common through the Spanish-speaking nations, Mexico, South America, Central America. Jesus is very common for all types of people. But it says His name would be a name above every other name. Well, if that's true, it couldn't have been Jesus. But how many men, how many people do you know of the name of Yahweh? It's absolutely unique, one of its kind, a name above all others. And just do a little bit of homework rather than taking for granted without question. That's what we do, we the sheeple. We assume everything that our minister, we assume everybody that our, everything that our priest or our clergyman says to be truth without ever checking into it. Well, I've got to tell you, perhaps your life, your eternity, might depend upon your researching it, discovering the truth, and calling on His name and being baptized in His name.
Amen.
And I'll turn it back to you, Pastor Buddy, with one further comment. I'm glad I'm here.
Praise Yahweh.
And we're headed back to Michigan in a few days, but I'm glad we're here. Thank you.
Praise Yahweh. Thank you, Brother J.W. And now we're going to get over to Miss Dottie. That's J.W.'s wife. Miss Dottie, give you a testimony here, sis.
I think J.W. said it all, just about. I'm going to testify. I'm going to say what I, when I said when they asked me for testimony on when we were on the altar. I'm going to say that Yahweh is changing me, is changing my life, is making me a better person, is making me a better wife, a better friend, and I even like myself better. And now I don't know. I've also made a strong commitment to Yahweh. I've never committed to any religion at any time ever, because nothing was ever just right. But when I found Yahweh, I found the right one. I was baptized, and it changed my life. And it's still changing my life. Yahweh's changing my life.
Praise Yahweh.
I'm going to give you back to Pastor Buddy.
Thank you, Miss Donnie. Praise Yahweh. You know, we're sponsored tonight by Dr. Gary and Brother Paul up in Michigan, and Dr. Gary out of Mississippi, soon to be out of the great state of Tennessee. We'll be up here this weekend. We welcome Dr. Gary. We were sponsored last night by our good friend down in the great state of Mississippi, Brother Mark. We've got so many people around here that supports Pastor Buddy, and we're so thankful for it that you're making it possible. And it's just a joy to give a testimony, and it's a joy to me in my heart to see these men of faith and these sisters that have such determination to use this name and to proclaim it and not be ashamed of it. He said, if you're ashamed of me, I'll be ashamed of you when I come in the kingdom. And, of course, in Matthew 25:31, when the Son of Man comes with all of His angels, He's going to sit on His throne, ladies and gentlemen. You may not want Him there, but He's going to be there. And you're going to gather up before Him, and you're going to hear Him say, either, well done, my good and faithful servant, or you're going to hear Him say, depart. So you make the decision. Your decision now is choose this day who you'll serve. All right, again, from the great state of Michigan, we got Miss Jan. Miss Jan, give your testimony here.
Praise Yah. My husband and I are from Michigan, and we've been to several feasts now over the years, and enjoyed them all. And this Feast of Tabernacles has been really a joyous celebration and a wonderful time to get together with the brothers and sisters, and it definitely feels like a family, and all of the different parts together make up one body, and I'm thrilled to be able to share with them and them share with us. And we go a lot of months in between time before we get together again, and those times are just filled with lots of work and other events and so forth, and so it feels so good to get back together again and share with one another and celebrate and praise our Heavenly Father. And I've kind of lived my life on the saying of the old song, when all else is sinking sand, on the solid rock I stand. And I just praise Him for that, and I'm so grateful and thankful and blessed that I know he's my Savior, and I know his name, Yah, and he knows mine, and I'm just blessed for it.
Praise
Hallelujah. Praise
Yahweh. All right. One of my good friends, again from Michigan, very well represented, Brother Randy, who's been a true friend to me and been a joy for me to have him in my life. They've added such a dimension. All these wonderful folks here from the great state of Michigan. Brother Randy, give us your testimony, bro.
Thank you, Pastor Buddy. My wife kind of said a lot there. You know, with all the world cares going on and everything, sometimes you kind of get run down a little bit out of gas. And it's a real blessing to be able to get down here and kind of get your tank filled back up again. And Pastor Buddy, I was a Judeo-Christian for 35 years, and I studied pretty diligently. Then I heard the name Yahweh. And I didn't know exactly at first what it was, but my heart jumped. I knew something was definitely there. Then through the teachings of Pastor Buddy and like the state days that we'll be down here, the teachings that we get from Pastor Buddy really builds you back up and will carry you for a period of time. Folks, I just heard on Fox News this morning, Michigan, Detroit, the unemployment rate is now 28%. And they said, and the murder rate is going up constantly. That's not good things to hear. And we know across the country that things aren't good. But I'll tell you what, in ourselves, other than trying to vote out the people that are in office, there's not too much we can do except look to Yahweh. And he is our hope. With the stock markets and everything going crazy, you know, everybody gets their eyes on that. Well, it's kind of like Peter, you know, walking on the water. When he started walking towards the Messiah on the water, and he was looking him dead in the eye, everything was going good. And then all of a sudden, he started looking at the circumstances around him, and he began to think. And folks, this is what my heart and prayer is to you, that don't look at these circumstances. Keep your eyes on Yahweh, because he is our only hope. Read Psalms 91 and then read it again and read it again. And that will say it all. But we've got to get serious with Yahweh if we want this world that we live in to change, because he's the only one at this point that's going to change it. And again, I'm so thrilled to be down here with Pastor Buddy and get my fuel tank filled back up again. And my wife, get her fuel tank filled back up again. Take a close look, folks. When I was in that Judeo-Christian church, using the name God and Lord, which are not names, those are titles. And then it said to be baptized in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, which most of us have been baptized in that name. That's not really what it says. It says in the name, singular, of the Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. I need to find out who the Father, Son, and Holy Ghost is. And his name is Yahweh. And that's the name we should be baptized in. And folks, there isn't nothing more in this life more important than our salvation. Life eternal. You need to get it right. And I know, just like I had thought for 35 years, I had it right. Then I found out I didn't. And all I ask you to do is to study this out some, study the name out, do some praying on it, and if it makes sense to you, call Pastor Buddy and talk to him about it. And with that, my prayers go out to you. Yahweh bless you all.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Brother Randy. Now from the great state of Kansas out west, we got Brother Steve here. Brother Steve, I believe he's going to be a future minister. And he's already ministering. I think he's going to be a great minister in the name of Yahweh. He's an apprenticeship right now, and he does his homework quite well. Got a remarkable memory. And I believe Yahweh's got something planned for him in the future. Brother Stephen, come and leave your testimony.
Oh, happy day. Oh, happy day. Our Father Yah, he came and saw to our happy day.
Amen.
And if we walk in the way he wants us to, doing the things he'll have us do, learning to love him through and through, happy day.
Amen.
I heard him on the radio, Pastor Buddy, and he preached with such conviction about the name of Yahweh that I knew it was right. New Testament says they were shocked at the boldness of these unlearned fishermen, but he had a boldness about him when he preached Yahweh. So I came and got baptized. The country's in a mess. It's not going to get better until all of us, all of you, repent of believing in the wrong name of your God, of your Father. Jesus ain't his name. You got to get out of that name of Jesus, and you got to get baptized in the name of Yahweh. I just pray that Yahweh would touch all the hearts of those who are his, and that he would come quickly. Thank you, Pastor Buddy.
Thank you, Brother Stephen. Praise Yahweh. Well, we're thankful for these wonderful, strengthening, heartwarming testimonies. Praise Yahweh. All right, Brother Mike, from up in Chicago way.
Well, good evening, everybody out there. My name is Mike Staling. I'm from McHenry County, Illinois. And I'd just like to offer a few comments here. One of the most troubling passages in the entire Bible to me is the one where the people are described as arriving at the judgment seat, and they start reciting all their reasons why they should be admitted into the pearly gates. And they say, did we not cast out demons in thy name?
Amen.
And they rattle off a lot of their other accomplishments, and their Heavenly Father says, essentially, get out of here. I never knew you.
Amen.
And so the question becomes, how does your Heavenly Father get to know you? Now, another troubling passage of Scripture is in 2 Thessalonians, where your Heavenly Father basically says, I will send them strong delusion.
Amen.
And the reason he sends strong delusion is because the people receive not a love of the truth. And so I would admonish and encourage everybody out there in the Christian world to start by asking their Father in Heaven to send them a great love of the truth.
Amen, brother.
And if you ask for a love of the truth, I believe firmly that your Father in Heaven will begin to answer your prayers, and he'll start teaching you line upon line, precept upon precept, and I believe that would be a formula to get on track. And to all the fathers in Israel and the mothers in Zion, and you know who you are if you're listening to me, let's say you arrive at the veil and you get a surprise. Let's say you get a pop quiz. And your Heavenly Father asks you, what was the name of the Holy Ghost again?
Oh,
now, you have been baptized in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. And if you have been, you really ought to know that name. Because we don't know if there's going to be a pop quiz or not, but a word to the wise would be, you need to learn that name. So, anyway, I thank my Father in Heaven, Yahweh, for helping me to stay on the path that he's ordained for me to be on. And I pray daily that he will help me stay on that path and lead me into more and more truth and understanding and true doctrine. And I just want to leave these thoughts with you and encourage you to once again pray that your Father in heaven might send you a great love of the truth and get you on the track. So with that, I'm going to give the phone back to Pastor Buddy. Thank you for hearing my words.
Thank you, Brother Michael. All right, from the great state of Arkansas, we got Miss Connie here. Miss Connie, leave your testimony here, girl.
Boy, there's so much to share. I don't even know where to start. Learning that I did not choose him, but he chose me, that I am his child, and he sought me out. He knew me from the foundations before the beginning of the world, and that he has a calling and a purpose for each one of his children. He will not let one of them go lost. He will call you and hearken your heart unto him. You will know that you are his chosen, and he has a purpose for you. We learned today about Deborah, as some of us like to pronounce it, Deborah. She was a strong and mighty woman used of Yahweh, where there were men that could not stand up and do what they were called to do. That's where us women can come together and know that we have a calling and a purpose, because we can be strong where if there are no men around to do the work that Yahweh has called them to do, he will give us the strength to see that it is done and the wisdom. So if you are out there and you feel a quickening in your heart, you know that he's calling you, you're seeking, let him lead you. Listen to what he's telling you. He will not let you be lost. Amen. He will draw you unto him and give you his truth.
Hallelujah. Praise Yahweh. Wonderful testimony, Miss Connie. Just a young saint, just getting into the faith and not been in but a while, but boy, how strong she's grown. And I know her dad here, Brother Bob, my right hand, left hand, upside down, and any way you shake it and turn it loose. Brother Bob, I know you're proud of your wife for coming in, Miss Pat, and your wonderful daughter here, Miss Connie, from the great state of Californiaville, Arkansas. Brother Bob?
Thank you, Pastor Buddy. Well, it's been a wonderful, wonderful festival thus far, and many blessings has been bestowed upon each and every one of us. It's been a time of learning as well. You know, I don't know about you, but I live in the state of Arkansas now, and I'm in the presence of churches almost on every corner. And how many of the people won't even walk across the street to go to one of those churches? Put yourself in that place and then kind of look at what's happened here. You heard testimonies from Michigan. You heard testimonies from Illinois. You've heard testimonies now from Arkansas. And there's other states that's represented. These people have traveled a long ways to be in the truth and to one name and to be taught by one of the greatest teachers that Yahweh could have possibly put down here at this time. You know, we all have a calling. And I heard the voice of Yahweh in 2001 to repent and be baptized in that name. And it hasn't been the same since that time. We got several other brothers and sisters here that probably has a testimony, and we don't want to infringe on their time. But suffice it to say that all truth is in that name.
Thank you, Brother Bob. And again, from the great state of Illinois, probably one of the strongest disciples that we have here in recent years, and He was a Lutheran out of the state of Wisconsin. And man, he's made a fine Yahweh man, a very strong faith and conviction. And Brother John, welcome in here and give your testimony, bro.
Thank you, Pastor Johnson. 4 years ago, I literally came from halfway around the world to attend this festival, the Festival of Tabernacles. I couldn't wait to be baptized in the name of Yahweh for the remission of sins. On that day, I passed from the kingdom of death into the kingdom of life. Even though I was in the Lutheran church for over 50 years, and many of these other same brothers and sisters were in many different churches for their whole lives, until they got the name of Yahweh and were baptized in his name, they were going nowhere. We were all going nowhere. I thank Yahweh for Pastor Johnson that I did hear the truth and the word, the true word, Yahweh's word. I passed from the kingdom of death into the kingdom of life. Now, we're still here at the festival. You could still come. You could still be baptized. Repent. Repent of your sins. Turn your hearts away from your old evil ways. Come to Yahweh. Be baptized and be saved. Pass from the kingdom of death into the kingdom of life.
Praise Yahweh.
Praise Yahweh.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Brother John. And we're thankful for all these great, wonderful testimonies tonight from the saints. And I know that it strengthens me to hear their faith, because faith comes by hearing. And when you hear these strong testimonies, these convictions, these steps that these saints have taken and the miles that they have traveled from around the country, folks, we've had them to fly in from foreign countries and receive baptism in the great and the magnificent name of Yahweh and take it back to their countries and preach it. You see, the Bible declares that the truth must be preached into all the world, and then the end will come. Yahweh's not going to leave any doubt to those that has to hear the word. Now, the Bible said, how can you hear without a preacher? And how can he preach except if he sent? Faith comes by hearing. You know, one of the greatest obstacles in ministers' path is the temptation to take the easy money and enjoy the easy life. Very few people choose the straight and the narrow path. Some men love attention. They love the praise of men. They love the traditions of family and things of this nature. They love Christmas, and they love Easter, and they love these occasions that tradition has gave them an opportunity. And if you go around the country to these churches and just look at the paganism of America right now, you go into the major department stores and the major stores to pick up your goods. They're already decorating for Christmas. Old jolly Saint Nick. You know why? Because it's one of the merchants' greatest days or weeks that they prepare. People begin to buy Christmas gifts and send them to one another and celebrate what we call Mass, Christmas, which is the celebration of a birth of what they call the Savior in Jesus' name. But if you go back to the Gospel and look into the Old Testament alone, 6,823 times alone, his name stands tall. His name stands alone. There is none other like him from the foundation of the world. One of the brothers said a while ago that, a common name, a name that a lot of people have. They wear this name. It's assigned to them. And I believe J.W. was mentioned in Strong's number 2424. If you'll just get the Strong's Concordance and go over to the Greek side of the Bible and the Strong's and look at 2424, you will see
just exactly what the name Jesus represents. And it's pronounced Jesus. That ought to give you rise, and ought to give you concern that there's something wrong. Because, you see, the people that took the New Testament and kept it under wraps for over 1,500 years before they would dare to let anybody read what they had written, and they had put a name in there, and the Bible says in Revelations that it's a name of deception, and that the whole world would be deceived by it, except those, like Sister Connie said, that those whose names are on the Lamb's book from the foundation of the world, these are the ones that will find him. They will seek him early, and they will find him. And the reason why is because they've got a mission. They've got a purpose. If you're here, you're predestinated to hear this gospel. And if you're hearing it tonight for the first time, or maybe you've been listening to the program that we do here on WWRB 3.185 around the world on the Clear Channel under transmitting Jewel of the South right here from the great state of Tennessee where we're transmitting tonight, we would encourage you to search it out. Find the truth, as some of the brothers and sisters have suggested. Go to the library like I did. When I heard this, it struck me in my heart. I had preached for 30 years in the name of Jesus. And I went and I searched and I studied. And I spent over a year. And the more I searched, the more it confirmed that the only name under heaven given among men to be saved was the magnanimous, magnificent name of Yahweh. It's a strong tower. And the righteous who are chosen before the foundation of the world, they're going to run into it, and they're going to find peace. They're going to find joy. They're going to find contentment with godliness, which is great gain. So we encourage you tonight, and I hope and trust that there's been a testimony from the lips of the witnesses of Yahweh, chosen before the foundation of the world. We give you these testimonies from the bottom of our heart. We send it to you with all of our love. Just like the commander-in-chief, our supreme being, Yahweh, who came in the flesh body of John 1 and 1. In the beginning was the Word. The Word was with God. The Word was God. And the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us. He was in the world, and the world was made by him, and the world knew him not. You see, ladies and gentlemen, the world and the traditions of the world will never find him. It's hid from the wise and prudent, and if this gospel is hid, it's because you're lost. Don't let Satan blind you and prevent you from this marvelous truth. You know why? Because Yahweh wants you to hear his voice. Today, if you hear his voice, harden not your heart. Repent of your sins, and as the brothers and sisters have testified, get baptized in this name. It's the only name given under heaven whereby that you can be saved. 6,823 times everywhere you see capitalization in your King James Bible, it meant YHWH. Yahweh, which the favorite term of most Christians, they can't get over it. They gotta say it every time they get happy, every time they want to express the joy of their spirit when they really feel good, they'll all say hallelujah. That is a causative verb to be, Eliasher Hayah, Eliasher. And if you will, it's the shortened poetic form of Yah. Psalm 68:4 said, praise him in a dance, praise him in a song, praise him in a testimony like you've heard tonight, praise him by his wonderful name, Yah. It may say Jah in your King James, but remember there was no J's in the original version of the King James. It had to be a Y. And so that's the name that we've promoted here tonight. We stand upon it, and we guarantee you when he comes back, you're going to stand before him and you're going to hear him say, my name is Yahweh. Why didn't you repent? Why didn't you drive those miles to get to this river and get baptized in this name? Because he said, I popped to you and you wouldn't dance. and we gave you this message that you wouldn't hear. Well, if you'd like to write me, please, tonight, if you've enjoyed the testimonies, write and tell us about it. Call us. And we know that Yahweh will bless you richly. He'll give you the joy of the kingdom. That's Pastor Buddy, Post Office Box 2284, New Caswell, Tennessee. The zip 37824. If you'd like to call me tonight and my home phone at my home base in New Caswell, Tennessee, just call area code 423-626-2172. If you'd like to call my cell phone number tonight, you can call it. That's area code 423-259-0606. We'd be glad to talk to you about this wonderful name of Yahweh. You can go to our website tonight and check out all the messages that we got, but we got hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of hours of messages recorded in our studio in New Tazewell that we could send you DVDs of our teachings and things of this nature that we hope and trust and pray that would give you insight into the great mystery of Godness. For great is the mystery of Godness. God was manifest in the flesh. God was preached unto the Gentiles. God was seen of angels. And God, Yahweh, was received up into glory. He's coming back with the wounds in his side, the scars in his hands and his feet, and he's coming to sit upon his throne, according to Matthew 25:31. He's going to be the king. You're going to appear before him. He's going to have a crown upon his head. And he told them down there when they crucified him, he was the King of Kings. That's who he was right then. He was the King from glory. He came and revealed his name and rejected and put in a false name. And the Bible said he would deceive the very elect. We'll see ya Friday night around the world. Clear Channel, WWRB 3.185 at 9:30. We'll join you live at 9:30 Friday night. Tune it in. We'll have a great message for you, and we'll open trust that it'll be something to enlighten you, to give you courage to stand up and to take a stand. It's time, as the sisters were talking about, as we were studying in the fifth chapter of the book of Judges today, that the men got so weak that it took a woman to lead Israel back into the grace and the peace of Yahweh. Don't let it happen to you. Stand up like a man and be counted. If you're a sister listening to us tonight around the world, we encourage you to take Yahweh and to keep him. I'll see you Friday night around the world on WWRB 3.185, and we love you.